So let me, from my perspective, that's huge. You know, it's a game changer. It's a game changer for insurance companies. It's a game changer for us. But what I would say is, look at this case and A, understand what Melissa first talked about, and that is the case is not final yet. We don't know how it's going to end up officially. I know as a practicing plaintiff lawyer, it may not be final, but I am certainly seeing the impact of this case on my cases, sometimes settling for attorney fees, sometimes getting settlements much quicker and much better settlements than I got before. But under no circumstance do I think a plaintiff lawyer should read Allstate versus Irwin and think, wow, I'm going to get attorney's fees, because by no stretch of the imagination is the recovery of attorney's fees automatic. The court has to make a discretionary decision. And what constitutes equitable and just for the court to make that decision, that's going to be probably the subject of a lot of litigation going forward. My roadmap that I would tell everyone as a starter is have really clear coverage and win big. That seems to be the best formula that you can present. In fact, I think it was last month out of the Second Court of Appeals in Fort Worth, we have Allstate versus Hill, in which we have a memorandum decision that affirmed another trial judge award of attorney's fees on a declaratory judgment action in a UIM case. I think we're going to see a lot of litigation. I think we're also going to see insurance companies, you know, they've operated under the standards of Brainerd for since 2006. And clearly the roadmap has changed for both sides of these cases. And I think that you will see a change in both sides' tactics. You know, when you have cases that have significant exposure, I think at least going forward, you know, until we get a ruling from Irwin, or if we get a ruling from Irwin that basically affirms the previous decision, you'll see maybe better offers, maybe unconditional tenders, all sorts of different ways that the insurance company can position itself to prevent that risk or lower the risk of recovering attorney's fees. Would you agree with that, Melissa?
Yes, I do. I wanted to add one thing I meant to tell all of you at the beginning. So other than this case, I was actually counsel and record for the insurance companies for all the cases we're going to discuss. And in this case, I also filed an amicus brief. So I just want to make clear that the opinions I'm telling you today are mine alone, and, you know, not any of the clients that I represent. I do think that the fight at this point, if Irwin is not changed on rehearing, the fight is going to be about when attorney's fees are just and equitable. And I think that's going to come, it is going to change the way both sides, I think, litigate these cases, and maybe even the way both sides present claims before litigation and handle claims before litigation. I think from the defense side, and this is just me speculating, it's too early for me to have seen any of these cases percolate up to appeal, but I think insurance companies will be trying to, like he said, make unconditional offers, unconditional payments early on, very much document, look, they filed suit before even discussing the claim with us, or I asked them for some information and they just filed suits. And then we continued to ask for the information and we didn't get it. And once we got, you know, they're going to try to tell the story of why litigation wasn't necessary or why the amount of litigation wasn't necessary to go to that equitable and just element. And one point I wanted to add, and then I'll jump back to Thomas for his thoughts, is it wasn't discussed in great detail in this opinion, but in declaratory judgment law before, reasonable and necessary is a question for a jury, and equitable and just is a legal question. So I think there's also still some uncertainty or need for clarity on how you're going to try the issue of attorney's fees. Because also in a declaratory judgment case, at least in theory, either the plaintiff or defendant can be awarded attorney's fees. So exactly how these cases are going to be litigated on fees? Are they going to be part of what we refer to as the car crash trial, you know, negligence and damages? Are you going to try fees then? Or are you going to have a second phase that tries fees? Are you going to agree to have the judge decide both the fact issue and the legal issue? And I'll pause to get Thomas's thoughts on some of that.
Well, you bring up two great points. Number one, there's a risk to a plaintiff when you bring this case as a declaratory judgment, if that's where we end up, that Irwin stands, there's a risk to the plaintiff that the insurance company could prevail and could even recover a judgment for its attorney's fees. So I think what's really important is to do your ethical duty to your client to make sure your client is aware of that risk. And so